listening to the Higher Ideas Podcast, where ideas grow. Connect on Twitter, YouTube, iTunes, or higherideas.net. Now here's your host, I.
Hello, fellow human, and welcome back to the Higher Ideas Podcast for another story time, ayahuasca story time. Laying here at night in my isolation camp in the jungle, alone. I want to discuss something that I've been dealing with this week, this diet. I think I noticed it in the past, but it really popped up many times this week. I've become aware of something I'm doing when I drink ayahuasca that I was doing almost subconsciously, but was a sort of a bad habit. So here it goes. Here's how it goes. When I drink, there are many visions that center around me, right? I'll have the sense of, for instance, that little monkey walking over my face from the previous episode. That happened to me. He walked over my face, right? But then I'll have another kind of moment here and there during ayahuasca, where I'm watching something happening to me. It's like I separate, and I'm watching a story of what's happening to me instead of feeling it directly. And that's a bad thing, because I've missed some really cool moments. I've missed some really beautiful healing moments, because for whatever reason, fear or just resistance, I separate out and I just watch it happen to a copy of me. It's a copy. I sort of clones myself, mentally, you know? And I direct the ayahuasca experience at him when I sort of want to breathe, or when I'm not comfortable, or when I want to maintain control or something. I think it's got to do with ego. But anyway, I've noticed myself doing this week, here and there. And last night again, I noticed it. And at the end of my experience, this was after I thought the ayahuasca was way over, hours after, when I decided to take a moment and sleep, and rest, close my eyes, and just listen to the sounds around me, I fell into a vision, like a dream. So interesting. So I'm flying, I'm floating through an environment, very blue, very foggy. It's a forest, but it's full of mist, clouds of mist. It's nighttime, it's evening, it's dark. But because of all the mist, it's light, right? It's blue. And I pass over this little stream. And as I pass over this little stream, to my left I notice a being. Human size, you know? But definitely not human. And so my focus latches onto him, and I sort of rotate around to his left side and park myself there. And now I'm observing this scene. He's sitting in the stream, very neutrally. He's just kind of not reclined or anything, just sitting with his legs forward in the water, his arms just drooping down at his sides, and he's propped up against a higher level in the dirt, in the rocks, in the grassy jungle floor. He's propped up against a higher level of it where the stream comes from, and there's like a little waterfall, right? Where the water falls from the higher level to the level he's sitting in. So he's just kind of chilling with his head under this waterfall, and it's flowing over him. It's coming down his head, down his body. And he ignored me completely when I came in. He's just facing forward, as if thinking of something or just enjoying. And so he's very powder blue and white. These are the two colors to him. And he's very faceted, angular. He's got these seams going down his face, and blue and white panels to his face. And this is all over his body, these lines, these seams, and the different panels alternate blue and white, blue and white. This blue and white creature. And I'm trying to figure him out. I'm looking at him. I'm like, are you an alien, or you don't look natural. You look like you're from another world or something. And as I'm thinking him over, suddenly he turns his head very slowly and just looks right at me, right into my eyes. And he's smiling. He just smiles. But when he made contact like this, I was shocked. I had like a moment of, because he was soulless. He was empty. I could see it in his eyes. There were just, he looked alive. But when I made eye contact, it was not right. It was, it just empty. And at first it just startled me. But then I understood as he stared at me, you're my copy. He's a dummy. He's a puppet. He is the copy I made to whom these things happen when I disconnect. I never really paid attention to the image of me. I didn't see a clone of me. When I was observing ayahuasca things happening to this copy of me, I was just aware of what was happening. And now for the first time I see it. I'm looking right at my copy, right at my dummy. And he's sitting in this tranquil little waterfall, and the way he's looking at me says, man, you don't know what you're missing. This kind of like, thanks for creating me, because I'm having these amazing experiences and you're just missing out. You don't know what you're missing. And so when I feel that, I decide, man, I want to know what I'm missing. So I move right into him. I possess him. And now I'm sitting in the water. I'm feeling the waterfall on my forehead. And what a moment that was. Just feeling the waterfall come down over my forehead. And it was soaking right into my forehead. It was just flowing right into me. And I just had a moment of, ah, wow. I was missing this. You know? It was a great lesson about not disconnecting from the experience, of staying in it, of being in it, because it's so easy to disconnect, to start thinking or even distract yourself, you know, play harmonica, fiddle with whatever, things around you. The experience is still happening when you're doing that, but you're missing moments. So that was a great lesson. And as I sat under the waterfall, I was just thinking, yeah, I really don't need you anymore. I don't want to keep using you to the dummy, you know? And so I imagined just disassembling him and taking him back into me. That was my last experience of the night, so I'm really curious if that will stay true the next time I drink, if I'll be more present, if things will be always happening directly to me, and not from a third-person perspective, you know? A very good lesson. It's so clear, I saw him so clearly, that I drew him, and I got it, I captured him, the essence. Yeah. I'll be posting that also under this episode at higherideas.net. And that'll be on Facebook too. So that's it, fellow human. A really beautiful ayahuasca lesson. And a little extra thought about this dummy. I have a feeling that I can do this when I need protection in the future. If ever I develop enemies, this dummy can come out and take the attacks, you know? I'm talking about in the ayahuasca experience, of course. It seems to me it's a pretty good spiritual technique for diverting energy away from you. You know, if I could do it to ayahuasca, if I could send ayahuasca to this dummy, I should be able to send negativity to this dummy, and he doesn't feel a thing. He's a dummy. I don't have to feel guilty about it. You know, he works for me. He's my construction. Wow. To see one of your ideas that you have built right in front of you. You know, everything about him made sense. Soulless, empty, constructed looking. Wow. My dummy, my double. So that's it for this time, fellow human. Do check out the podcast at higherideas.net for other ayahuasca stories and other concepts. Check out my book about ayahuasca at terrorandmiracles.com. And as always, fellow human, keep thinking.